Well, hello and welcome to this Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. It's Sunday, the 2nd of August, 2026. I've got to say, it's been another good weekend here. Don't know where the time has gone. It has flown by, but thankfully I actually have this week off work, so I should have a little bit more time for myself. And of course, that means a little bit more time in the garden and down on the allotment. Now, I have been doing gardening this weekend, as I always do. And at home, we started by checking over all my water butts, cleaning them out where they were empty. With the dry weather, every drop of stored water matters. So it just felt sensible to make sure while they were empty that they were all in good order. Now, I've also put some oxygenating plants in some of these water butts. This is a little experiment. I'm curious to see if they make any difference to the clarity and freshness of the water. It's something I'm just a bit of experimenting with. I'm looking at ways of just cleaning water naturally, but I'll keep an eye on it and report back to you how well it works. Elsewhere in the garden, I've planted out some cabbage and trimmed a few bushes as well. The garden is looking great at the moment. Just looking dry, but it is looking great. And it's just a few modest jobs that just come together and the whole space seems cared for. Down on the allotment, I decided I'm not going to mow. It's just simply too dry. And the grass isn't growing anyway. All I'm going to do is put extra stress on the grass. Sometimes the best gardening decision is just knowing what not to do. However, the big job was tackling the brambles around the gooseberry area. So I started by cutting back the overhang branches, opening the space up. There's still more to remove, but taking it in stages just makes it a less demanding job, much more manageable. Cut down some comfrey and added that to the compost bin. Comfrey is a really useful plant. It just produces plenty of leafy material and helps turn the compost heap into something that will feed the plot later on. I've harvested a huge courgette as well, which was rather pleasant. And lots of other things, which of course you will hear on the podcast tomorrow. But give you a bit of a heads up what's going on there. Now, of course, today I checked on the bees as I do every Sunday. The Conley has certainly grown, and seeing that increase in numbers is very encouraging. It also means keeping a close watch on space, stores and overall condition of a colony, but as we move into August, beekeeping begins to shift from summer expansion towards preparation for autumn and winter, and I have to keep checking that the colony is queen right, has adequate stores and remains healthy, while monitoring things like varroa disease and just current approved guidance just before any treatment can begin. So quite a bit going on there, but it has been a good weekend. Now, as we head on into August, August can be one of the most productive months in the garden and on the allotment, but it does reward steady attention rather than just one huge burst of work. So here are some of the jobs I think it's well worth concentrating on throughout August. Number one, I think it's well worth concentrating on harvesting little and often. Keep picking courgettes, beans, cucumbers, tomatoes, beetroot, other crops that are ready. This just means that regular harvesting keeps all the plants productive and stops them going past their best. Water deeply, easier said than done, and mulch. Prioritise containers or newly planted crops and fruiting plants. Water at the base, ideally early or late in the day, then mulch just to hold that moisture in. Keep sowing. There is still time for quick and cool season crops such as radish, rocket, lettuce, spring onions, turnips, mizuna, mabuna, other winter salads. Southern England, particularly spring cabbage, pak choi and overwintering onions can also be considered. Watch for pests and diseases. Check tomatoes and potatoes for blight. Keep brassicas protected and remove damaged or diseased materials promptly. Support any tidy, productive plants. Tie in tomatoes and beans. Prop heavy branches. Remove spent growth and cut out fruited summer raspberry canes. And then deal with onions and shallots. Lift them once the tops have died back. Dry them thoroughly. and check stored bulbs regularly for rot. Prepare empty ground, clear finished crops and compost where useful, and consider green manure if rain is forecast. Bare soil is an opportunity for the next crop. Now finally, plan for absences. If you are going away, harvest first, group thirsty pots together and arrange reliable watering. Don't hope for rain, it may never come. Now, on a Sunday, I like to give you something to think about, and ideally I'd like to hear back from you. And the thing I want you to think about this week is a productive garden always a tidy garden? So do we sometimes confuse tidiness with good gardening? There are moments when tidying is exactly the right job. Clearing diseased leaves, opening up an overcrowded bed, cutting back brambles, which can improve access and plant health. But garden does not have to look immaculate to be productive or valuable. A patch of longer grass can shelter wildlife. Seed heads can feed birds. A pile of prunings can become compost or habitat. Even choosing not to mow during a dry spell can be a positive decision rather than a sign that a job has been neglected. Perhaps the better question is not does this look tidy, but is this space doing something useful? It might be growing food, protecting soil, holding water, feeding pollinators, or simply giving us somewhere to slow down. I'd love you to consider one area of your garden or plot where you could just be a little less tidy and allow it to work a little harder for nature or for you. So, love to hear your thoughts on that. Well, that is it for tonight's Supporters Club podcast. And thank you, as always, for listening, and thank you for supporting the podcast. Your support gives me time and really helps me keep sharing the high, honest highs and lows of everyday jobs of growing the food. So until next time, please take care.